The second annual Arise Music Festival takes place in August at the Sunrise Ranch near Loveland, Colorado. The festival features 3 days of music, yoga, and workshops. KVNF DJ Serotonin had a chance to speak with one of the performers and organizers, Tiero, about this festival by phone. Stay tuned for that interview, but first, let's hear a song from Beats Antique, who will be performing at this year's fest. This song is called Viper's Den.
This is DJ Serotonin with Talkin' Music. We have on the line with us Tiero. And I know, Tiero, that you're part of a few different musical endeavors.
That's correct. I have the blessing to play with my own band. That's called the Tiero Band. And it's a bit of an offshoot from a group called Canal.
Yeah.
That we performed for many years in the United States. And different continents as well.
Yeah, internationally, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that was a really, really great projects for myself and other folks in the Canal Band. One exciting thing is, you know, Canal stopped playing several years ago and is now doing a reunion show. So any Canal fans out there who've been hungry to see a Canal show, you can see one Canal show in 2014, which will be at the Arise Music Festival August 8th, 8th to 10th in Loveland, Colorado.
Which is so great. I know that there's a huge fan base in the listening area for KVNF. You guys have been to Paonia, Hotchkiss, different places in the area. And so I know that there's a lot of people who've kind of been waiting to hear that message.
Yeah. Well, we're thrilled, and I've been waiting to hear it too.
I bet.
I really enjoy playing with the folks in Canal, and our long history together has just been a big part of my world and a big highlight of my life. And I'm thrilled that the guys are coming back together to play that the Arise show. And I'm also very you know, that history really started, or one of the starting points was in Paonia, at the Dreamtime Music Festival over a decade ago.
Right.
And we were just, you know, really connected to that part of Colorado and the folks out there in Grand Junction and Paonia. And so I have a lot of great memories from those times there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have so many fond memories of Dreamtime, of small intimate venues that you played here. I think the Memorial Hall in Hotchkiss, I think, is a defining moment for me that I remember. It was the first time I saw you guys, and I remember just kind of being like jaw on floor, like, what are we doing here? This is not just music. This is ceremony. This is, I mean, there's so many elements to the performance that it's really a performance piece. It's a multimedia art experience, which has sort of taken off now in the scene. You see elements of that seed that you started to bloom there sort of taking off in different you know, venues and different medias. And so it's really cool. It's really cool to think of seeing you guys come back together again. And not just you guys, the ladies as well.
Yes, the ladies were a huge part of Canal, and the performance art was a big part of Canal. And I would love for Canal to take credit for planting that seed in a lot of areas, and a lot of, like you said, acts these days are using performance art and varieties of performance art and what they do. And of course, you know, we cannot take credit for that, but we certainly helped spread that around a little bit at a time when not many people or very few were doing that related to live performance or band performance.
Yeah, it seemed to be a real 100th monkey thing where, you know, there were just a really cool community of people who are sort of travelers, world travelers, and just conscious folks who play music. It sort of reminds me a little bit of the Manu Chao scene as well.
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of Manu Chao and what they did. And, you know, a lot of that, the traveler scene, as it's referred to, or some people call it the Gringo Trail, the backpackers, the young people who are going out into the world and visiting new places and traveling new places. And in those places are coming together and having creative experiences and creating new things and new ideas. And that's really where Canal was formed and was on that trail in Guatemala and southern Mexico. And so there was a lot of creativity and people expressing themselves through, you know, fire dance and painting and just heaps of interesting performance art ideas that were coming out and were being integrated into what we were doing as musicians. We were just really kind of riding that and being part of that wave of expression. And I'm mostly excited now that that's kind of come out and is becoming a little bit more mainstream after 10 years. I'm excited to see where it goes next. You know, what's the next wave, and the collaboration and the co-creation of that is been one of my biggest inspirations about support of the Rise Music Festival and what that festival is doing. Is there's just an awful lot of that collaboration and co-creation going on within that festival.
You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF with Serotonin interviewing Tiero of the band Canal, one of the bands performing at this year's Arise Music Festival. Let's hear a song from Canal. This is All Things Change.
I'm on the verge of something, something bigger than I know. Something born of nothing, infinite and whole at the place we're all. Yeah, it's where all things change. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, none of you, none of you are gonna ever be the same.
And so talk a little bit about the transformational music scene. I know, you know, I'm a raver from San Francisco from the late 80s, early 90s, and, you know, as a club kid and a candy kid, and it's kind of interesting because then I would go down and do the Wicked parties in Santa Cruz and then go down and do the Moontribe parties in L.A., and it's sort of, with the Burning Man scene and everything, is sort of culminating into this transformational music festival scene, which... You know, now my daughter, who's 19, is attending, and I got to take her to Envision a couple years ago, and just seeing her mind sort of get blown by, like, kids her age and then adults my age coming together to create this bridge across a generation that says, we want to co-create consciously and with intention what our future is going to be, and what our future is going to be artfully, musically, sustainably. And so... It's it's really interesting to have all of this sort of like culminating in this alchemical petri dish that's now, that's this summer, this moment, you know.
It is. It's fascinating. And I've seen it develop over the years. It's fascinating. And it's hopeful.
Absolutely.
It gives me a lot of hope that this type of thing is going on. And I'm the transformational festival growing scene is getting bigger, it's getting more healthy, it's becoming more about the transformational aspect, the learning aspect, the educational aspect. Of course, the music is the draw and the fire that sort of ignites all of this, but the people are going home with a little bit of an education. They're going home with having learned something about themselves. They're going home with more than just a hangover.
It's not just lay around and camp and drink all day. It's like, oh, I got to get to my yoga class, and then I got to get to my my sustainable living class or my sustainable building class, and then, oh, I've got this meditation. I mean, it's like you can't really spend the whole weekend out of your mind anymore. You really have to be conscious.
Yeah, it's wonderful giving that opportunity for people. And, you know, I was very excited the other day that there's a workshop was announced, or it was coming in to be announced at the Arise Festival about sobriety at a music festival.
Wow.
And how to, have a talk on that and bring that to light. And I think that is just a wonderful thing. And it shows an element of evolution, an element of education and intelligence around this type of transformational festivals, you know.
And support, too. I think it's easy to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to, it's going to be like this, that, or the other thing. But if your family, if the family that you came with, if the community that you're there with doesn't support that action, it's really difficult to do. So having these young people come together to support each other in these choices and in choices that are positive and that make good positive changes in our lives is such a powerful thing to watch.
It is. It's fantastic. And, you know, and the other thing about the transformational festivals and even large gatherings in general, like this, like the Arise Festival, like Lightning in a Bottle, like, you know, Lucidity, and on it goes, is that there's a rite of passage for young people doing this type of thing. And
exactly.
And I think part of that rite of passage has to do with just being exposed to different walks of life, being exposed to the concept that your life can be in your hands. How your life is going to unfold is really up to you, and you do have choices. You've been growing up with a support structure. Maybe it's been in a city or in a suburb or in a small town, and you have a certain variety of things that you are aware of, but you come to these types of events and you get exposed to all of these different types of things and these different opportunities, and it gives people a chance to gravitate towards what they were born to do, perhaps. We used to have to backpack around the world to do this type of thing. Now we can, you know, people come to us.
Right.
People are coming together, and that's a really great thing, too.
Tell me a little bit about the community that Arise is being hosted by.
The Arise Music Festival is being hosted by the Sunrise Ranch in Loveland, Colorado.
Okay.
Of course, the dates are August 8th through 10th mm-hmm. this year, 2014. The Sunrise Ranch, they have well over 300 acres of land in a very beautiful, beautiful place. The festival happens on 100 acres of that land, and it's kind of cradled in this valley. They've been there for over 60 years. I think it might be about 65.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's been an organic farm. Pretty much for all of that time. They've never used pesticides there, ever. And they have a cattle ranch. They produce a great majority of their own food, upwards of 13 or 14 greenhouses on the land. There's about 100 people live there year-round.
Wow, that's incredible. I know there's a festival that happens in Spain called the Boom Festival, and they own their property, and they have a community garden that feeds the festival. And it's always so impressive to me when not only can you house the people and you know, provide entertainment, and then the food comes out, and you're like, what? And you grew us food too? Like, it's such an amazing offering. It's such a complete offering. It almost feels like there's nothing that's been left out. Just wanted to ask you a little bit more about your musical endeavors. And we talked a little bit about Canal and the offshoots from that. And I just wanted to get back to sort of hearing about Tiaro. Will you guys be playing at Sunrise? Are you playing with anyone else at Sunrise or at Arise?
Absolutely. Yeah, the Tiaro Band, T-I-E-R-R-O, it's definitely has a Canal-esque kind of thing about it. I'm just really thrilled to be able to be out there playing music. It's something that's just driven me since my teenage years. And the Tiaro Band will be playing at the Arise Music Festival, I believe on the Sunday, on main stage. I'll also be fitting in with the Everyone Orchestra.
Oh, awesome.
Saturday. And then on the Friday evening is Canal time. I'm not sure of the timing, but somewhere around sunset or something.
Okay.
Canal plays on the Friday at the Arise Festival.
Cool. Now, does Tiaro have a performance piece that plays? Do you guys have performers that perform with you, or?
Absolutely.
Oh, fun.
It's a come and go kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
My last show I played at the Camp Out for the Cause Festival just outside of Vail.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the wonderful people from the Fractal Tribe, which is an acro yoga troupe.
Oh, cool.
Out of Boulder. And we did some great collaboration with them on that show and my previous show before that. So I've always tried to bring in that element, performance art element. And I also like to bring in just a little bit of a surprise every time, whether it's someone from Canal sitting in with me to juice things up a bit, or I've had the great pleasure of playing, having a Bridget Law from Elephant Revival.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in with me on different shows. And we're definitely aiming to do a little collaboration together at the Arise Music Festival for the Tiaro set as well.
Oh, fun.
So I like to change it up. You know, the Tiaro Band definitely has that trance vibe and sort of exotic and tribal vision that Canal like to bring out when Canal was doing their thing. And so I like to try to keep that alive. It's just something that's always thumping in my heart, so.
That's awesome. Will any of the members of Canal play with Tiaro Band? Or?
I will. I have a big smile on my face.
Yeah, I can hear it. of course. oh, goodness. Well, I'm getting tremendously excited and of rising up.
I couldn't be more thrilled to be participating as a performer at the Arise Music Festival and in other ways that I contribute to help the festival grow. In the meantime, let the people know arisefestival.com, and it's just a great deal of wonderful information there for people to sink their teeth into.
You've been listening to Serotonin's interview with Tiaro, who is performing at this year's Arise Festival. Visit arisefestival.com for more information. Thank you for listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Stay tuned for All Songs Considered coming up next. We're going to go out with one more song from an Arise performer. This is Nako and Medicine for the People with the song Ocean as Well.
Seed breaks free a flower, catches the wave of the wind, plants itself by the water's edge, far below the canyon walls. We are those mighty rivers, connecting at the mouth and joining currents. Currently I'm waiting for those midnight hours when the moon undresses all her glory. I hear her singing, you are my shell, my ocean. your mouth to my mouth, breathe along. You are my shell, my ocean as well. Put your mouth to my mouth, breathe along.
I'm a slow myself. If I want to know God, I'm a slow myself. If I want to see God, I'm a see myself. If it is I want to love God, I must love myself.